Hello, and thank you for your call to the Daily Inspiration today. I pray God would speak directly to your heart today and would encourage you, warn you, and help you so that you may have a fruitful end of your Christianity, that you would hear those precious words of Jesus, "Well done, you good and faithful servant." Well, looking at the truth of God's Word, I would like us to cast our eyes upon Revelation chapter 20, and there is an end to all things on this earth, and earth has, judgment has come upon the earth, and the devil has been cast in the lake of fire here in Revelation 20, and the beast and the false prophet there are going to be tormented day and night forever. And then John was shown a great majestic sight, Revelation 20 verse 11, "And I saw a great white throne, and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which are written in the books, according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them. And they were judged, every man, according to their works. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire." I just want to help us to understand today that God is a just God. He is a holy God. There will be nothing hidden from His sight. And He sits on a majestic throne. And there will be a judgment day. Oh, my friends, if there's anything you can warn men about in this world today, there's a judgment day. And God, in His glory, is so majestic, sitting on the throne there, the Father and the Son there, and all judgment has been given unto the Son, the Lord Jesus, the Creator of all things. And He is so holy and right that the earth and the heavens are going to flee away from Him. And there's going to be no more place for them. And then this amazing resurrection takes place. The dead, small and great, stand before God. And this God of justice, this God of truth, this God of holiness whom we serve, all the scorners and the scoffers and the theologians are going to stand before Him. And they're going to be speechless. And the angel's going to open the record and reveal the truth of every man's life. Every secret thing, what they did in the closet shall be preached from the roof. There will be no clearing of the guilty on Judgment Day. There will be no lawyers persuading God that this man needs a second chance or his sentence is too stiff. Oh, my friends, the Holy One that sits upon the throne, that dwelleth between the cherubims there, He is going to set the record straight. Everything has been recorded. There will be nothing hidden. And it says they weren't judged according to their church membership. They weren't judged according to their knowledge of the Bible. They weren't judged according to their submission to their religious system. They were judged according to their works. What they did really makes a difference. Yes, faith in Jesus Christ, faith in His blood is what saves every man. But all the scriptures teaches faith without works is dead. Yes, we live by faith. The just shall live by his faith. But, oh, my friends, we must realize that a faith that doesn't have obedience is not a faith at all. It's not a mystical, we believe on Jesus, and then no matter what we do, we're safe and saved. That's a lie. You must obey God. John 14 specifically in many accounts tells us about obedience and love. You cannot love God and not obey him. To obey God is to love God. To love God is to obey God. The two words are there working in a covenant together. But they were judged. And all those men that died at sea, their little particles were brought back together to stand before the living God. And those that were found in righteousness would be clean. Those that trusted in the blood of Jesus would not be cast into hell. But oh, my friend, this is the judgment of the wicked today. Oh, it's a terrible thing there, because it says that death and hell were cast in the lake of fire, and this is the second death. If death and hell weren't bad enough, there's a lake of fire for the wrath of God's justice. And it says in verse 15, whosoever was not found written in the book was cast into the lake of fire. You know, I think one of the most important questions that I would ask someone today is your name written there in the book of life? Do you have your name in the book of life? Now, you can't put it there. Your preacher can't put it there. A religion can't put it there. Oh, there's only one that can put it there. And that's the one who loved us and washed us from our sins with his own blood. The same Jesus that walked the earth. The same Jesus that was crucified. This same Jesus that rose on the third day. This same Jesus that was seen of over 500. This same Jesus who stood upon the Mount of Olives and ascended up in a cloud. This same Jesus who the angel said will return again in like manner. This is the one who pins your name in his book. He is worthy. He is worthy to write your name in the book. And he is worthy to save you, to acquit you on the day of judgment because of your faith and your righteousness that comes through him. So I just want to leave you with some thoughts there of the last things there. And I would encourage you to also gaze upon the latter chapters of Revelation there, where it describes that heavenly city, Jerusalem. Jerusalem, that beautiful city, the abode for God's people, the dwelling place for all that are God's. And get to know your home. Heaven is our home. We are citizens of the heavenly country. Earth can feel my soul no more. Every idol I resign, the hymn says. Now I take thy yoke by choice. Light thy burden now to me. Well, may we meditate on these things. And if your name is not written in the book of life, or if you're found with spot, and you're found in sin today, my friend, there is a fountain filled with blood drawn from Emmanuel's veins. Jesus Christ shed his blood to save you and make you whole. Believe on him. Trust him. Yeah, this Christmas season, everybody wants to remember Jesus as a baby. But, oh, my friend, he is the one who sits upon the throne, whose face is brighter than the sun in its strength, whose face the earth and the heavens fled away. And the book was opened, and if your name is not in the book, you don't go. You go to hell. You never get to see the beautiful city. You never get to dwell with God, the Holy Righteous One. May God bless your day. Think on these things.